Here we go. What's up, my people? Welcome to another episode on the Justin Aguirre podcast. I just got back from having lunch with an old soccer player that I used to coach. So some of you know that I used to be a soccer player from like 21 to 33. did a lot in the soccer world, was a college soccer player, and then got into coaching, and I mainly coached girls, but I did coach boys for some time. And on top of teams, I would do individual training. And so there was one player in particular, this boy that I started with him when he was 6 years old. How cool is that? 6 years old. And he was like one of the first people that I ever trained like one-on-one. You know what I mean? Like, because usually, like, you start as a team coach and then you build some rapport, and then they're like, oh, can you do some individual training? So I got into that. I remember making a flyer at the local club I was in and just so nervous for my first day working with him. And he was like one of the first players, and he ended up loving it and letting me coach him and stay with him and work one-on-one for the better half of 6 years. We just went strong, me and my boy Dylan, and up until he was about 12, and I think that was about around the time COVID happened and all that stuff, and then, you know, he just started doing his own thing. And but I actually just had lunch with him and his dad, and he's 16 years old, so it's been 10 years, and it was a fun lunch because it's just different. Like, you don't really hear about lunches like that, you know, and like catch up with people that have worked with you for so many years. And he was like when I started my own soccer club, this is the last thing I'll say before I get to the message here. Like when I first started a soccer club, like we were still training, me and him, because the individual training was apart from the club team that I started. And I remember, like, I started taking checks in the name of the club that I started as opposed to directly to me. And I was paying things to the business, right, to the soccer club. And his dad, after training one time, was like, oh, do you take checks? And I remember he was the first, it was like the first time I'd ever received money into a business that was mine. And I remember when he wrote it, like, because it was a soccer club, it's called Miami Tempo. And he wrote the check, and he wrote Miami Tempo on it. And I remember when he handed it to me for the private training, and I looked at it, and it was just like, oh my gosh, there's a business that I started, and this is the first piece of income. Like, you know what I mean? It was such a cool feeling to have that happen, that it wasn't going into my personal bank account, it was going into a business bank account. And that, my friends, leads us into the topic of today. It's all connected. It always is. When you're in flow, all of life is connected. And I wanted to give you one of the best business tips, advice that I know and that I've had. And it's not necessarily like a hack, and it might not be that surprising or shocking to you. And it's something that you've definitely heard before, but I want to break it down and give you some examples of how it's working in my life. And perhaps it will pertain to your particular industry and what you do. But if it doesn't, it could also apply to all of life, because again, it's all very much in connection, and how you do one thing is how you do everything. And more people are realizing how interconnected life is. Meaning, if you're having a bad day at work and business, somehow over time it starts to seep into your personal life, right? It's hard to separate them for too long. You can do it for a little bit, and then it starts to blend itself together. And the same thing with the good, right? Things are going great at work, it starts spilling into your family life and all that. All of life is deeply connected, guys. And one of the biggest lessons that I've learned is this power of I just fucking destroyed the message. The power of seed planting. Seed planting in your business, in whatever endeavor you do. And in particular to people who are involved in sales, people who are trying to collect money, to put it more bluntly, people who have something to sell, whether it is a product or a service, some sort of subscription model, anything where you're having to collect money, literally, because you are in the business of selling something. And a lot of times we capitalize on, did it sell? Yes or no? How much money was brought in today, this month, this week, this quarter? What did we do this year? How many items were sold? How many subscriptions were purchased? And it's very much about, like, did you do it or not? Did they buy or not? Did you get the credit card or not? And a lot of our validation at times is rooted in how much money we make. We're in the sales industry. And God, if they're making a lot of money, they must be doing something right. And if you're not making money, you're not doing something right, right? This is the mentality. And what I want to talk to you about today is this concept of seed planting. Just, it gives me, and it would give you, so much more peace in your day-to-day affairs if you simply saw your business and your sales process as dropping seeds. Let me give you some examples, my friend, and I'll just come out with one. Just come out with one right now. 2.5 years ago, I was flying out to Boston, actually Rhode Island, to visit some of my clients. Okay? This was one of the best trips I ever took, and I wanted to meet them in person. It was Thanksgiving, right? Actually, it was 2 years ago. Yeah, because it was Thanksgiving. And I remember waking up in the middle of the night thinking, I have a 7 a.m. to Rhode Island. I feel like shit. I must have ate something wrong. Let me call American Airlines and see if they can move my flight. Okay? So I called American Airlines, but it was like at 3 in the morning when I woke up with a nasty tummy ache. And this guy that helped me was so freaking helpful. Like, he was such a good guy, like, talking in the middle of the night. And he was, like, looking for flights nonstop to move it. He ended up moving it for me. And I was so, like, thankful, right? And it was hard to put, like, good energy when you have a stomach ache. And he was just, like, such a good customer service. And that's something I really value so much, is customer service. And he was just so good at it. And I'm like, dude, are you like, in the American Airlines headquarters in Dallas? Like, oh, cool. Yeah. He's like, what do you do? And the guy's like, what do you do, man? Like, that's, you seem like such a cool guy. And I'm like, oh, dude, I'm an online coach. And he's like, oh, man, my fitness sucks. And immediately, like, whenever someone says that, whatever industry you're in, you see they tell you the pain and you're like, I have the solution. So you instantly go into, like, sales. I could have said, hey, bro, I got this dope program. Like, if I can help you right now. That this is an American Airlines, like, customer service rep at 3 a.m. trying to move a flight for me. Even if it was at any time of the day, I simply planted a seed. And I said, dude, follow me on Instagram. Here's my Instagram. I had to tell it to him, right? I couldn't type it or text it. I'm like, here, search, open your app right now. Like, search for this guy. Boom. Send him a DM the next day. Hey, bro, it was good connecting with you, man. And yeah, like, I hope we can stay in touch and then my content motivates you. Guys, that was 2 years ago. Every other 3 months, I'll send him a message to say, hey, how's it doing? How's your fitness? A year has gone by. I'm still planting seeds with him. Finally, he says, hey, do you want to have a phone call? We jump on a phone call a year ago. Okay. I'm in seed planting mode. I'm not trying to make money off of him. I really care about him and his health. Has a phone call with me for like an hour. Tells me he wants to join. I'm like, pretty excited. Never join. It's been a year now. He's been watching my content. And in that process of watching content, I'm simply planting a seed indirectly through my content of fitness, nutrition, lifestyle. He hears me talk. I'm not pushy. I'm not edgy over him. I'm not trying to make money off of him. I'm just like, this is what I do. I'm going to do it anyways. You know that I have a service if you ever want to buy it. Regardless, I care about you and I'm going to be here. He hits me up yesterday. You know what he tells me? I hope he listens to the podcast. It's such a good story. He says, bro, I've been watching you, man, for 2 years. And I don't know if you've ever done this before, but, like, you know, I work for American Airlines. I want to fly down to Miami and, like, I'll pay you, like, whatever. And I want you to just coach me for, like, 3 days and, like, we can go grocery shopping, fitness, like show me your whole program, everything. And I thought to myself, like, wow, that's awesome. Like, let's totally do it. But man, maybe that could be a different business model where I meet with people in person and help them. And they could fly out, or I fly to them or something like that, and charge a little different. The reason I tell you this story, we're going to do it in January. The reason I tell you this story is because I was never trying to make a sale as much as I was just trying to plant a seed. And I would constantly return to that seed and water it and think like, hey, let me like see how he's doing. Let me reach out a text message. Sometimes I'll just casually be like, hey, like, I hope you have a kick-ass week, bro. And that, you know, you get everything done. And I found that he was like spiritual too. So I was like, hey man, like, you know, God's rooting for you. You got this. Things like that. Guys, it wouldn't matter if he signed up or not. I just want to plant seeds. I have a few more stories like that, but they'll take a long time to say. I'll do one more. There's a guy that I reached out to a year ago, and he told me he wanted to join, but he didn't. And I've kept in touch with him once a month and just say, hey, how's it going? Hey, how's it been? How's it going? And that seed has finally grown. And he was a friend of a friend of a friend that joined my program, like three friends away. Somehow my Instagram got connected to him. And he's starting on Monday. And I never thought that he would join. And I just constantly returned to the seeds that I planted from years ago. And just now, they're starting to give birth and produce income. But more than that, people are going to have their life changed and lose weight and feel better. What I'm trying to get you to see on today's message is that so much of the results you have now don't have anything to do with what you did this past week. They have to do with what you did a year ago. And that's probably the key line from this episode that I want you to remember. So much of the way you feel, the money you have, the way you look, doesn't have anything to do with the past 3 months in as much as it has to do with the year ago decisions that you made. The way you were living, the way you were thinking, the seeds you were planting in your business. And seeds, maybe you're not in sales, maybe it was that book you read a year ago and it's finally starting to give birth into your exact industry. Maybe it was that network, that event that you went to, or that personal development event, or whatever it is that you do. Maybe you're a doctor and it's like some certification that you got. Like, guys, the things that you do now, sometimes you won't see, not even sometimes, man, most of the time, don't come to fruition till later. And if we all just had a lot more patience in our businesses, we'd be more profitable, more successful, and more content. The reason people lose focus and get desperate is because they are in a state of neediness, greed, and they just want to make money. If you just had 10 racks, bro, $10,000 that you can just save up and say, all right, this is all I need for right now in my life, or whatever your number is, $2,000, $20,000, whatever makes you feel comfortable. Maybe you need to put that under your belt and say, I'm secure. I'm safe. I'm not pinching for pennies. I'm just going to go out here and plant seeds and love what I do and trust the process and watch this tree grow. So many issues come from people when they become so desperate for money. And we all feel it when you're like that. If you would just see your business, and this message is probably more for independents and entrepreneurs, if you would just see your business as seed planting, man, that shit would grow. I think everyone that I'm currently working with, it was a relationship from like a year, 2 or 3 years ago when I first started. And it's just finally picking in. And you know what that means now? That means there's people right now that I reach out to that ignore me, because I got ignored a lot by the both examples I told you. I would be left on scene, don't respond to my call, but I remained persistent to that seed I planted. I cared for it. That means the people that are ignoring me now, if I would just remain consistent and plant that seed, I know that it will give birth to something. And here's the thing. Birth doesn't always have to equate to US dollars, bro. Why do people have to just be made into money trees? I know that's the point of the episode because we're talking business and all that. But what if you just thought, I love what I do and I'm just going to spread this fragrance around to the world and plant these seeds? You can do that for any industry. The only people that can't do that for their industry are people that are in it for the money. And that's why you're fucked, because you're in it for the money. If you're in it because it's what you care about, it's what you enjoy, then stack away some flow, some money, because our world runs on it. Stack away something that makes secure and go live a life of seed planting and loving others and, more importantly, loving what you do. And trust divine guidance, trust divine provision that you will be taken care of. Guys, like, there's been nothing else that's like helped me stay in the game longer than the power of seed planting and trusting. Every day I just go out and plant seeds. And more often than not, people don't turn over and buy. But people are touched. People do feel it. And if you're a coach like me, man, and you're getting tired of like messaging people and you work online, and one of the hardest things for me is like just getting ignored. It just pisses me off. I'm like, fuck you. Why can't you just like say like, hey, like I'm not interested. I hate being ignored, but that's my own like probably like, I don't know, childhood trauma or some shit like that. But that's something I need to deal with. But I need to be okay with being like, you know, just left unseen or blocked because I'm too persistent or whatever. Like, if my heart and your heart is in the intention to help, you can never go wrong, because people don't get messages from others that often that are like, hey, how's it going? How are you? Yes, there's always a business, you know, opportunity on the line. Of course, I'm going to take a sale when I can, when somebody wants it. I do have a service that I offer. But at worst, we had some conversation and a seed was planted, and you'll remember me and know that I care. So that's the message today, guys, before I hit 20 minutes here. I hope that helps you. I hope you would begin to take this concept and this business principle that I'll call it of seed planting, and that it would give you more peace in your life, and that you would trust that roots would go down and that something will grow, and that none of your labor in the field is in vain, and that if you hold on long enough and believe and trust and not greed, but love others, the harvest will come. That's why it's so cool to realize, and a lot of like people that start their own things is you really gotta love what you do, man. You really do, because if not, like, it just becomes a desire to make money, you know. But if you really love what you do, it's and you plant seeds, it won't turn into that. It'll be a lot more pure. And I think those are the people that end up staying in it the longest. Yeah. Those are the people that have the better stories. Those are the people that have better relationships. In my case, those are the people that have better transformations, because it comes from a pure place, guys. So this message is for probably coaches. That would be the best one. People that do what I do. But really, like, you can throw this on any, man, you could throw this on any industry. You really could. Every industry started with an idea, started with an independence, started from a place of care. Well, the good ones. But guys, I'm here for you. If I could ever help you with coaching, I'm here for you. If I could ever help you with your fitness and your nutrition, this is what I do full time. It's what I told Dylan today and his dad. And he's like, bro, you just look happy doing what you do. I'm like, yeah, man, I am. I have my own personal emotional struggles and the shit that I deal with in my inner life. But generally, I'm content with what I do in life right now as a career. And if I could serve you in any way, you know that I'm here. As your podcast host, but also as your coach. when you need it. All right. This message was a different one. We've been going into some spiritual waters lately, but today I wanted to keep it businessy, because it's just the truth that's been apparent to me in the past 24 hours. All right, my friends, until the next time, have a great weekend. Dale.